This is Taking Action Today with Michael Alder, episode 17. Let's get into this. All right, everybody, it is no secret that podcasting is becoming more and more popular by the day, and more people are jumping in the game. So I thought, what better person than my buddy Doc Kennedy, who gave me my first interview before I even had a podcast, to pick his brain and get an idea of the ins and outs of the game and what to expect and how to get started. So let's get right into this. Doc, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
This is super exciting. I really appreciate you letting me on here and want to thank you for coming on Dream Warriors and just taking the time to share your story.
No, that was awesome. I appreciate you giving me, that was my very first opportunity being on a podcast. So I appreciate you giving me that.
You betcha. You know, but that's been one of the coolest things for me is to just have that opportunity to give someone an opportunity to share their story.
That's it. It was a great feeling too. So, you know, that opened up the first door and now I started a podcast myself from that point. So it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah. Now you're a star.
Well, thank you. So there's no doubt that podcasting is becoming more and more popular. People are jumping into the game. Can you take us back and share with us what got you started in podcasting?
Yeah, so I started listening to podcasts probably 4 or 5 years ago. I started out with like 48 Days and Michael Hyatt and these other guys that have big time shows. And then I started realizing there were some other players out there that had great shows. And one of them was a good friend of mine, Mark Sieberkrop, who lives in Washington State as well. And we've been friends for quite a while. And hadn't been talking for a little bit. And I noticed that he had a show. And that intrigued me. And then I started listening to it, and it was a good show. And so from that, I was like, well, if Mark can do it, I can do it. And since then, Mark and I have really taking our friendship to another level. But it was so cool to see somebody that I could relate to doing something like that and giving me the encouragement that I could do so too. And for me, I saw it as an opportunity to do two things. I saw it as an opportunity to potentially create some income and also an opportunity to just hopefully inspire some people in a positive way.
No, that's awesome. Now, was he your first mentor, or did you see him doing it and you just went out and got the gear and started taking action?
That was pretty much it. I saw him doing it. I tracked what they were doing for a while. Him and Scott Barlow, they were running together, and it seemed like when I started, it seemed like it was still sort of on the edge. Like it took me a while to sort of put my feet in the water. But once I did, I made the commitment that I was just going to do it. Recorded an episode by myself as a standalone. That really changed everything because I was waiting for interviews to come. And so I was sort of taking my time and waiting. Well, I just decided I just got to record something, edit it, and get it out there. And doing that really gave me the confidence that, hey, once I get an interview in here too, this is going to really be a good thing, and I can do it.
No, that's awesome. Now, that you were waiting for the interviews to come in after you did the solo show, did you come up with a structure and go seek people out, or did the people come in to you and request to be on your show?
Yeah, I had a little both. So I had this idea in mind of what I wanted to do. I do video production as my main line of work. And so I've done quite a few videos where they've been interview style. So I knew what I wanted. And after listening to John Lee Dumas and some other people do interview style podcasts, I knew exactly the type of flow that I wanted. What I did not want was to have a show where I'm asking questions and they're giving answers. I geared it towards conversation. And that was my biggest intention, was that it would just be conversational. And I wasn't going to make it too driven by the questions. We would just go with the flow. And that worked great. It allowed people the comfort of going down some different rabbit trails. I would bring it back, you know, could sort of maneuver it around a little bit. But I think that everybody coming on felt really comfortable with that, just having that conversation. And then as far as bringing people on the show, I had a list of a few people that I wanted to talk to that I knew personally. And it took some time, Mike, really gaining the trust of the people in the podcast community and also just people that were coming on the show. But they saw that I was doing something. I was doing it serious. And they began recommending other people to me and vice versa. And it just really came together that way. If it hadn't been for people like Jimmy Burgess and Kamanzi Constable recommending people like yourself, Mike, I mean, to me, that was what it really is. One of the biggest joys I've gotten out of this was being able to give people like yourself just an opportunity to get their voice out and to be that vehicle to do that. So it's been a win-win.
Yeah, definitely. And I like how you structured your show as well with, you know, not just question and answer, because you never know what you can get out of a person or what a person's willing to share when you're just carrying on basic conversation with each other.
Absolutely. And that was what I wanted. I wanted it to flow down the right paths, because a good conversation will.
Oh, yeah.
And if you let people just talk and if you just listen, it'll come out. Like you said, you never know what might come out. I had one guy, a friend of mine, come on the show, and he talked about how he had been abused as a child.
Wow.
And this was very serious stuff. And he's a very successful business person. After the show, he told me a couple weeks later, that was the first time he'd ever talked about that in public.
Wow, he really trusted you there. That's awesome.
Trusted the audience, trusted, you know, and, you know, being a man of faith, I felt like the Lord really opened up his heart to let him do that. But that was big for him. And that was, you know, it was great that he was able to use that to sort of unburden himself with that. It can be something that you know that you need to share. You want to share it, but you're a little timid about it. And the fact that I got to be a part of that was just the cherry on top.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, and there's multiple stories like that, but that's a great example.
Yeah, and that's actually what I was going to ask you next, too. But, that, I mean, that's a great story there. Is you know, how has this impacted your life? But obviously, you get amazing stories like that.
Well, not only the stories, but the connections that I've made. I've been able to reach out to people that I would have never been able to reach out to otherwise, because I'd had no vehicle for them to really want to jump into. So I'm able to use the podcast as this win-win for both of us, that they get to be on the show. They get to reach the audience that is participating. And I get to know these people. And that's been the biggest thrill for me. I mean, look at me and you, Mike. There would have been no reason for us to talk.
Right.
I have nothing with real estate, you know, but you were able to come on my show. We had that connection through, I think it was Kamanzi.
Yep.
That set us up, and here we are. You know, it's really cool how that's all worked together.
Yeah, and actually a follow-up to that, too, is Anthony Tran and I have actually become really good friends.
Yeah.
I would have no clue who Anthony Tran was if it wasn't for you. So,
oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, the networking's just huge, which is great.
It is. And, I love how we're able to take like with your field, sort of aim towards real estate. You're able to now reach out to people that you might not have been able to reach out to otherwise, or maybe you wouldn't have had a reason to.
Right.
Now you have a reason to do so. And it's not like you're using them for this. It's just, like I keep saying, win-win, but it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's funny that you bring that up, too, because I had a couple guests a few weeks ago, and I just had them on to share, you know, their skills in the real estate game and things like that. And then after the show, we're all done. Next thing you know, we're doing real estate deals, like, off the air. And I was like, this would never have come about, you know? So, yeah, it's huge with the networking.
That's real huge.
Yeah, I was like, oh, okay, I didn't expect that to go this way, but this is great, you know?
Yeah, I'll take it, huh?
Now, after doing so many episodes, would you go back and change anything?
I think there's always something that you would like to change. I'm really happy with how the stories have come out. Recently, I've gone back and listened to some of them, and I'm just happy with how people were able to just share their stories, be themselves, and if they had something to plug, they were able to plug it. If not, they were able to just share some hope with people. And even if they did have something to plug, it was something that was hopeful. So I really appreciated that. There's always regrets, Mike. You know, I'm not one of those guys that says, you know, I don't have any regrets. I always have regrets.
Right.
I've got a ton of them. But very minimal with this. My biggest win was that I did it. And now I can take that experience and use it in different ways.
And just continue growing.
That's it. Yeah.
That's awesome. Now you're ready to start a new show, or you're kicking it around there. Can you share some ideas with us? What you got going on?
Yeah. Well, so Dream Warriors has been a good run, and it was something that I am passionate about, is helping people just find their dreams and move towards them. But at the same time, it wasn't quite working out to be a long-term vehicle for me. And so it has to be going both ways, you know?
Right.
So I've tailed off with Dream Warriors, not doing much with that anymore. I'm going to leave the episodes live for a while, because there's a lot of episodes that are really good. And there's a lot of episodes that mean a lot to me. One episode that was a little more recent was having the opportunity to interview the parents of a friend of mine who was killed in action in Afghanistan.
Oh, wow. And
being able to honor him that way, that really meant a lot to me, and meant a lot to his family and those close to him. So I want to keep it live, you know, and I want to be able to keep those stories out there. But yeah, moving forward, I do video production, like I talked about, making movies. I love making movies. I'm into stand-up comedy, have been for a long time. And so there's some options there. And right now I'm not exactly positive which route I'm going to go, but I'm super excited that I know how to do it now. And I can take my time and find a fit that's going to work for the long haul. You know, if the long haul is a year, that's great. And the great thing about podcasting, Mike, is that we can switch it up and try something else.
Yeah, absolutely. So for the newbie that's ready to jump into the market right now, what's some tips you could share with them so they could start taking action today?
So two things that really helped me. There was two video series on YouTube. One was Cliff Ravenscraft, and one is Pat Flynn. Both mm-hmm. of them did video series on how to podcast. And I took the two of them and sort of combined them. And the way that I have my setup here, it's not very duplicatable. So I don't try to teach people how to do the setup. But there's some very cheap options out there. Watch those two video series, learn what they're doing, and take from those two what works best for you. And then the biggest key is just start. I've met some awesome people here in Washington State that want to do it, but they haven't started. And I know that hang up. I've been there, but you just got to start. You know, just jump in the pool.
I agree with you.
Well, it's free. So it right. makes sense not to.
And each one gets easier and easier. So
that's it. Yeah. Yeah. And if it doesn't work out, then you just delete those and try something else.
Right. That's funny that you say it too, because like I had in my head that there wasn't a thing called editing. So it was like everything had to be perfect, and you have editing, you know, you can do whatever you want.
Oh man. If that was the case, we'd both be.
Right. So, Doc, I got to ask, because I have a lot of real estate guys on the show that always go to seminars. Do you have any seminar experiences or masterminds that are, whether good or bad, experience you've had that you like to share with us?
Yeah, I'm really big on going to meetups. We've actually got our Washington State meetup this week, and I'm pretty excited about this one because they've asked me to speak, and what a great honor that is. But just being around other entrepreneurs in the first place is just great. I'll tell you something, Mike. A month ago, I was really broke, and I was trying to figure out if I had enough gas money to even get to the meetup. Now I'm doing great.
And awesome. It's
sort of one of those things, you know. But
big turnaround.
I was so glad that I invested that money and that time into going to that meetup, because I just needed to be around those people that were out there making the charge. Just like I was. And to be around other podcasters, to be around just people that are trying to do stuff, you can't blow that off. You know, in my opinion, it's worth every penny that you put into it. And I'm a big proponent of mentorship. I have a mentor of mine. He owned two businesses back in the day. He's in his 70s now. And we meet up once a week. And he's one of the biggest encouragers that I've ever had. And I love this guy because he's not afraid to tell me the truth. If I don't want to hear it, that means I need to hear it. You know, so it's just a great relationship that way. But I have multiple mentors. I have a lot of mentors that I've never met in person. I consider Dan Miller a mentor. And his podcast, 48 Days, I listen to that a lot. And I follow his stuff. I've never met Dan in person. I've never even had a conversation with him online. But I do consider him a mentor. John Maxwell, the same, you know, and on and on. So you can create mentors. You don't necessarily have to have someone right there. But I would encourage people to get out there, get in a mastermind, get some mentorship going, and see where that takes you, because we're not going to be able to fight this battle by ourselves. We really need people in our corner.
Yeah, I agree with you 100%. And thank you so much for showing that or sharing that. Because I attend a lot of meetups as well, and I actually drove 3 hours to one when Pat Flynn came to town, and it was cool meeting him, but the group of guys that were in the room, I mean, some of them literally changed my life financially, like you were saying, and introduced me to new income streams. So yeah, meetups, and then like you said, podcasts, it doesn't cost a thing to get mentored by these guys that are guys and gals that are sharing all this information with us.
Yeah, it's just a matter of choice. Are you going to put that time in or not?
Right. So Doc, I really appreciate you coming on the show here. Where can the listeners connect with you?
Yeah, it can go to filmmakerdoc.com. Check out thedreamwarriors.net. Hit me up on Facebook, Twitter, DocKennedy37 on Twitter, Instagram. And yeah, I'd love to connect. You know, and if I some parting advice, you know, I would just say, if you've got a story in you, if you have a passion in you that needs to be shared and you want to share it, then do it. If your motivation is money, don't do it. But if your motivation is really helping people and making an impact, do that. Maybe some money will come. Maybe not, but it'll be a win.
Well, let me follow up on that real quick before we let you go.
Yeah.
If someone has a story to share and they don't have their own podcast or not sure how to start, how could they connect with a podcaster to get their story out there?
Yeah, so that's a great question, Mike.
Thank you.
You know, I think the easiest way is just to say, hey, you can connect with them directly. You know, that's something that people shy away from is just reaching out and saying, hey, hey, Mike, I'm in your line. Make sure that you're in the right field and that it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But just reach out to that person and say, here's what I got going on. And be kind about it and just say, hey, if you don't mind taking a look at my stuff, if I'm a good fit for your show, would you please consider me? And Jimmy Burgess did this with me. He reached out to me. It was on I think it was a Monday morning. I lay in bed, I get this email, and I look at it and it says, hey, if you'd consider me, just check this stuff out and I appreciate it. And I looked it up, you know, and I had never had anybody reach out to me like that. So I contacted him right back, and we ended up recording that morning.
Oh, wow. That's great.
Usually the turnaround's not that quick.
Yep. That's taking action. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And it worked for both of us. He's the one that connected with me with Kamanzi and a number of people. So it's just something that people seem to neglect is, I think it's because we get nervous that we're going to be rejected. But just take that chance, reach out to people, be genuine. I've had people reach out to me and they just weren't that genuine. So I just told them, you know, that they weren't a good fit for my show. And that was the truth. So if that's the case, that's the case. But at least you tried and you've got a response for what you know could be. You won't be thinking about what could have been.
Hey, that's great advice. I really appreciate you sharing that. And one thing I'll throw in on it, I've had great success connecting with people on Twitter. I don't know what it is, but people just seem to be real responsive on there. So if you don't have an email address, look them up on Twitter and shoot them a couple tweets first and make that connection.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any of the social media outlets, just do it and see what happens. The worst case, they say no.
That's it.
It's not that big of a deal.
Right. On to the next.
That's it. Yep.
Very cool. Doc, this has been great. It's always fun connecting with you.
Thanks, Mike. You too.
Thanks for being on the show. Yeah, we'll be in touch soon.
All right, bro.
Thanks. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening in today. For more tips on real estate investing and creating streams of passive income, stop by michaelalder.com or connect with me on Twitter at michaelalder34, or you can find me on Facebook. All right, everybody. Thanks, and let's take action today.